Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I want to transition a little bit to tell everybody about the Dwight Clark Legacy Series. This is something that this show is getting knee-deep into, and we're very, very excited about it. The Dwight Clark Legacy Series event this year is going to be held in San Jose on May 16th, next month, California Theater in San Jose at 7 o'clock. Fun event. We'll be there. We're doing our show that day there, and then we're hanging out for the event, which is going to be hosted by our friends Matt Maiocco and Laura Britt, NBC Sports Bay Area. A roundtable discussion will be involved in that event. Four former 49er great quarterbacks: Jeff Garcia, Alex Smith, Steve Young. Actually, I shouldn't have said four former and one current. Three former and a current. This guy, Brock Purdy, is going to be in there. A roundtable discussion about natural born leaders. John Lynch is going to speak at the event as well. You can be at this event with us.
Brock Purdy. Okay?
There you go. It all benefits the Golden Heart Fund, which essentially is a player-led group, former 49ers, supporting one another as they navigate challenges in retirement after playing football. Tickets are $87. If you're a 49er fan, you get that. That's Dwight Clark's old number. And they are available now at DwightClarkAward.com. DwightClarkAward.com. So with that, these four quarterbacking greats, these natural-born leaders, have agreed to talk to Willie and Dibby.
Nice.
Leading up to the event on May 16th. The first of the four, none other than the great Jeff Garcia, who joins us now. It is wonderful to have you, Jeff. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Just getting ready to coach my daughter's basketball game this afternoon. So just getting ready for pickup of the kids and all that stuff. Dad duty.
Awesome.
We know exactly how that's like. How's the team doing this year?
So far, so good when my daughter plays.
Dominant.
She helps the team out quite a bit. This is a 12-year-old squad. It's a fifth and sixth grade team, but we're having fun. There's a lot of girls that are new to the game. And then there's Faith, my girl. She kind of takes it to another level. So fortunate to have her when we have her. But she had eye surgery a couple weeks ago, so we'll see how her shot is today.
All right.
Well, good luck. Good luck with that. And you know, it's funny. I was thinking about, okay, this time of year for the 49ers and Jeff Garcia, and here's something I wanted to ask you, especially after the famous 39-38 win, but you know, followed up with a disappointing loss in the playoffs. And I wanted to ask you this: how long does it take to get over a disappointing playoff loss?
It's tough, and I know the 49ers, wow, the last, you know, two Super Bowls, it's got to be really tough for those guys that have been a part of both those teams. But even if it's your first experience, I mean, you know, there are teams in the National Football League that never make the playoffs, that just struggle to get there. And then there are teams that have that consistency of getting back there. I mean, obviously Kansas City Chiefs are that team that New England was for two decades, that the 49ers were for the 80s and 90s. You know, but not everybody gets that opportunity. And so for what the guys are feeling, what I had felt at times going through it, making it to the playoffs, making it to the second round, and then losing out, whether it was to Tampa the year with the 49ers in 2002 or in 2007, I was with the Eagles. We made it to the second round and lost to New Orleans. You know, it's devastating. It's disappointing. It's discouraging. You think a lot about what you could have done differently. How could I have made a play here or there? How could I have changed a couple decisions? How could I have been a little bit more effective at certain points of the game? Those type of things will eat you up. And I think for competitors, for guys who expect a lot out of themselves, for guys that expect to be champions, that's what motivates them. It's not so much the wins that they have under their belt, but it's the tough losses that they've experienced and what they learn from those losses and how they grow from those losses and how they turn things around going into the next year. And it's tough to make the Super Bowl. I never made it there. For some of these 49ers, it's been their second trip, but both times they've been on the downside, the negative side. And so, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of will to get back there again. You have to have luck on your side. You have to stay healthy. You have to have the right pieces in place, the draft, the free agency, the keeping the nucleus of the team together. All those things come into play, keeping solidarity amongst the coaching staff. The system that they run, that's important. That's why certain teams continue to struggle year in and year out, because there's always changes taking place. But those teams that find consistency, that from the top down are able to stay together, are able to grow together, those are the teams that are able to battle and make it into the playoffs. Once you make it into the playoffs, anything can happen. The 49ers have been so close. Hopefully they can get back there again.
49er quarterback Jeff Garcia here on 95.7 The Game. What advice would you give to Brock Purdy after such a disappointment? Or what advice did you give him if you had a chance to talk to him after being so close in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to really communicate with Brock, but the kid has been awesome. The young man has been awesome. I mean, going into really his first full-time year as a starter, what we saw in the first year, toward the second half of the season, what he was able to do, step on the field and perform the magic that he did. Everybody was questioning, was this a fluke? Can he continue it? Can he build on that? Well, he did. He had a great second year in the league, led the team to the Super Bowl, played a relatively good game in the Super Bowl. Didn't really have major mistakes, led drives. You know, unfortunately, they just didn't come out with the win against a really good football team. And it took overtime to give that up. And so I think he's just going to look at this offseason as, you know, continue to build on himself, continue to build on his physicality, whether it's continuing to build up his arm strength, his strength just on the field, his speed, all his locker room intangibles. Leadership, how he affects his teammates, how he encourages his teammates, how he gets his teammates together during the off season for some unsupervised workouts, all the film study that he does. I know he's a student of the game. I know that he takes a very serious approach to his craft. I know that the fuel to his fire is still there. I mean, even after being considered an MVP candidate last year, people still want to knock him. They want to doubt him. They want to call him a system quarterback. They want to call him a game manager, all those things. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. He manages the game as well as anybody in the National Football League. He does exactly what he's supposed to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or
I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Do and then some. He's able to be creative when he has to be, but when he's playing within the pocket, he utilizes his weapons around him. He runs Coach Kyle Shanahan's offense to a T. And that's another thing with Kyle now having this quarterback 2 years under his belt. He's going to continue to grow with him within this system, add more things, allow him to handle more things at the line of scrimmage from the standpoint of audibles or check with me's, all those things that come with maturity, development, experience on the field. He's going to be able to do with Brock, and Brock's going to take it on. Brock is just a great young quarterback to have in your system to continue to grow with, build with, and surround him with great talent, which they have there in San Francisco.
Jeff, does that make sense to you that after the way he's looked the last couple of years, that people are still, I mean, quite frankly, questioning whether or not he's good?
I mean, we heard it from whether it was media or people just want to chime in, but he is good. When I watch him play, he has great rhythm and timing. He gets the ball. He has great accuracy, anticipation. He sees the defense well. He went through a stretch of 2 to 3 games in the middle of the season where he had some struggles, threw some picks, those sort of things. But he cleaned it up, went back out on the field, didn't get discouraged by any of it, didn't tank himself. Hey, he rebounded. He overcame it. The guy just plays the game like a 10-year vet. He plays the game with poise, with calmness, collectiveness. You don't see him ever frazzled, so to speak. He doesn't get doesn't seem like the game is too big for him at any point. And he's just a battler. He's a warrior. And you love having a guy like that. And not to say he reminds me of him myself, but we were the smaller in stature kind of guys, but we were resilient. We fought through difficult times, fought through adversity, fought through physical or mental pain, and overcame it. And that was like the fuel. That was just like what drove us, gave us that grit, gave us that determination to prove people wrong. And not that it matters outside of the locker room, and that's where I stopped drinking the poison and not worrying about what everybody else was saying, but really just concerned with what my teammates and my coaches thought or believed about me. And that was the most important thing to me. And I know that's what he does. Hey, he's very focused on his craft and focused on being the best that he can be for the team.
Jeff Garcia here on 95.7 The Game. And you answered what I was going to ask you about the kinship that you feel between yourself and Brock. And I can kind of see a lot of you in him when I watch him. And I want to ask you, though, about the system that he runs and how much you'd like to be running that same system with, two running backs and a couple of tight ends and a lot of that play action and boot action that you were so good at.
Absolutely. There's a lot of variation with what Kyle does from the standpoint of personnel on the field. He's always changing it up. He's creating different looks, running similar plays. I mean, the screen game, how many screen passes behind the line of scrimmage do they complete in a game or during a season that convert to 9-plus yard gains? I think the average for the 49ers catching a ball behind the line of scrimmage was 9 yards of positive yards. I mean, to do that consistently is amazing. And a lot of that has to do with how Kyle creates, making everything look like another play that they may have in their game plan, a run play that looks exactly like what they would do for a screen, for a bootleg, for a naked. All those things create questions within a defense, and forcing a defense to not just cover vertically, but also cover all 52 yards of sideline to sideline. That's important. That's what Kansas City does. They force you to cover the entire field, and that makes it very difficult on defenses. But, you know, there was a time where I had a chance to sign with Denver, and I kicked myself because Kyle Shanahan's dad, Mike, was the head coach there in Denver. We had a talk. I really wanted to go there because I loved his system. I loved how they utilized the run game. No matter who was running the football, they always had a 1,000-yard rusher. Yep. And then they built off of that run game, that zone run with their bootlegs, their nakeds, their play action, all of that stuff. And Kyle is just taking it to another level. He does such a great job of scheming and creating opportunities for his weapons to make plays, for his quarterback to be decisive, to make good decisions, to get outside the pocket. You're never just setting up 3 or 5 or 7 yards deep in the pocket. You're always moving the pocket. That creates a lot of pressure on defenses and forces them to cover a lot of ground. And that's where it benefits Brock. It benefits all the weapons that he has at his disposal.
All right, Jeff, we want to let our listeners know also that as part of the Dwight Clark Legacy Series that happens every year, you're teaming up with Steve Young, Alex Smith, and the aforementioned Brock Purdy to be a part of an event that's coming up to benefit the Golden Heart Fund. We'll let our listeners know more about it, but basically it benefits, it allows former 49ers to help other former 49ers with their life after the NFL. And so people can buy tickets and come see the four of you with a natural born leaders conversation. Tickets are $87. That's Dwight's number. Of course, you can get them at DwightClarkAward.com. And all of the proceeds are going to go to the Golden Heart Fund. This is happening on May 16th at 7 o'clock. And so natural born leaders, how would you describe your leadership style?
I think I led with just toughness, heart, a mindset that I was going to will my way to make a positive happen. And it was all through doing it myself. It wasn't the words that were coming out of my mouth. It wasn't walking in with a certain arrogance or an overconfident type of mentality. It was really just being gritty. It was getting dirty with the guys. Hey, being that guy that was in the weight room, that was in the classroom studying, that was on the field doing the extra things, really focused on how I could continue to critique myself and to better myself, and how I can encourage my teammates to rise above the level of what they may have thought that they were already at, but to reach higher, to be bigger, to be better, all those things. And it comes from just your own approach. It comes from your mentality. It comes from your will to not be denied. And, you know, that's, I think, a lot of what describes me as that kid from Gilroy growing up, watching my dad coach at the junior college level, watching him inspire and motivate young people to be the best that they can be in their own lives. And I just carried that torch on, and hopefully people saw that in me as a player for the 49ers and throughout my NFL career.
Well, it's going to be a great night. We can't wait to see you there. California Theater in San Jose, May 16th. Roundtable discussion. Yourself, Steve Young, Alex Smith, Brock Purdy, General Manager John Lynch is going to be there as well. The annual Dwight Clark Award will be presented to a current 49er player. And again, all of the proceeds go to the Golden Heart Fund, and all of this available at DwightClarkAward.com. Sounds fun, Jeff. We're looking forward to it. You looking forward to it?
I am. It's going to be a great night. It'll be great to be there with Steve and Alex and Brock and just have that conversation. And then also just what it benefits. You know, the Golden Heart Fund really goes back to supporting players of the past, 49er players of the past. Hey, not everybody was making the salaries that they're making today.
Right.
You look back 20, 30, 40 years, guys weren't making those dollars, but they came out with a lot of pain, a lot of their own personal struggles. And I think that's what this is so great. You have a chance as a fan, as a player, to give back, to really help support and create or provide resources for these ex-Niners to help their own rehabilitation, help their own lives to be better.
Yeah, now that you're seeing quarterbacks are about to get $60 million a year, do you talk to your parents maybe about, you know, you were born a little too early maybe?
I mean, from my size standpoint, you know, that was the knock of me coming out of college in 1994. I didn't look like Troy Aikman, you know, so I wasn't drafted. But gosh, things have changed. I probably would have been drafted.
Yeah.
I would have had a $50+ million contract. No, but you know what? At the end of the day, I was very blessed to be able to do what I love doing, what I grew up doing as a kid and dreaming about doing. And I had a good career, and I was able to do some things on that field that are memorable and support my family and be in a financial position to where I'm living a good life. And if I can help out others, if I can do things for others, because that's what it all comes down to, being able to bring awareness and help guide people to helping others in need. And this is one of those opportunities for me to be a part of it. It's the fourth year of it. Dwight was one of my heroes growing up, watching the catch and all the great things that he did and his suffering toward the end of his life. But now he's giving back and his legacy lives on. And for me to be a part of that, it's just a tremendous experience and opportunity for me.
That's awesome, Jeff.
Yeah, we love it, man. We love it. We love talking to you. So we appreciate this and we very much look forward to seeing you on May 16th. Thank you, Jeff.
You got it, guys. Great time, and we'll see you on
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.